Welcome back, all of you in the universe, America, and all them other places. Welcome back to another Tuesday edition of the Whitebeard and TK podcast. I hope you enjoyed that one from yesterday. If you didn't check it out, go back and check out the Walking Dead episodes that we do on Monday. And as usual, today, as usually, we're talking about adventure, time out in the wild, things that's happening in our lives, and all that other good stuff. And so, here we are. Yes, we have been absent because there's been a lot of things happening, including really trying to get a handle on the YouTube channel and this first season that we're working on of adventure. And so we've been a little busy with that and things in personal life of getting taken care of. We actually had some work done on the apartment. I'll get to that in a hot second. But I am one of your hosts. I am Whitebeard, and standing next to me is the one and only, the lovely, the... What is your name this week?
TK.
TK. Also known as Elizabeth, in case some of you didn't understand why we have these names. You can look at the picture, see my white beard. But that was also the names that we had for a little hiking name that we gave for ourselves. And our tag, when we started this world of the outdoors in 2017, when we began going out, we start out with camping. And then, man, has camping changed for us. We've started out with camping, and then we moved into just traveling a little bit and hitting some summer concerts that year. But just traveling and going to different places and seeing different places and just getting that drive and that energy and that love for doing that. And then we followed that up with 2018 with hiking, and we moved on from there. But anyway, and so the name came from, she was 13 when we began this, and I didn't want people to be naming her and calling her name and sending her ridiculous things on our pictures when I started this on Instagram. And so I just put the little tag with us as Whitebeard and the Kid. And since she's gotten older last year, 17 was like, well, I want to change it, and it'll be TK. So this year, when she turned 18, we changed it to just straight TK instead of just Whitebeard and the Kid. So that's what those names are for, in case you're confused, in case you didn't understand, in case this is your first time checking us out. So if this is the first time checking us out, what we like to do here in our show is a lot of different things. And perhaps that may confuse people that are looking for just one type of, what's that word everybody says with the C? Content. Everything is content. Remember we used to read books and it said the table of content?
Yes.
What does that mean?
The things that are in the book.
The things that are in the book. Right?
Yes.
The chapters. Where to find them. But today, every time it's like, well, I'm a content creator. We're creating content. It kind of loses its flavor, doesn't it? I'm creating what's inside. I look at that as a book. Now, I know the so-called younger generations like to come up with creative new words and terminologies for things, and half of them don't make any kind of sense whatsoever. And they also create things that just makes more confusion as they try to rechange and shape the meaning of things. Yeah. Okay, so let's get back to life stuff before we get into this weekend's adventure. So, she's 18 now. When she was born in this apartment owned by the city, they ripped a hole in the ceiling because there was this massive leaking. So he went up and down the line that we live in. And he supposedly patched it up, and I said, no, there's something still leaking. And so every couple of years, they have to come back and fix the ceiling because the ceiling gets soaked and the ceiling's falling apart. And they patch up the ceiling with some, what is this stuff? Some plaster, and then they paint over it. And then it's like, you know, my wife died, the entire apartment's been falling apart. Everything's been falling apart. And since that time, next week it'll be 5 years, I think it is. So yeah, next week, not that I think it is, I just can't remember the date. So 5 years. And over the 5 years, they've patched up that hole with plaster and painted how many times?
Not in our house.
No, well, they painted once. But they came and put the plaster over it. Every time they come, and I said, no, no, no. And it just gotten worse, too. It's behind the bathroom mirror. The leak is in the kitchen. Then one summer, it rained, and whatever happened on top of the roof was shooting the water throughout the walls. And so when she was a baby, they patched up the hole, and I kept saying there was a problem. They didn't hear the problem. Here she's now 18, and they finally came back because someone else is getting water dripped on them in their apartment. The whole ceiling came down. So they went to fix it. So now they're going to fix it. So they came and they put plaster over, but now we have to wait for the painters, and that could take forever. And then they're going to have to do that. So now I'm sitting there thinking, do I want to wait to take a shower? Not really. If the plaster gets wet, that ain't on me. I could paint, but it's 90 degrees in New York City. I prefer, if I have to paint somewhere or even move, by the way, people, I prefer to do that in the spring or the fall. It's nice and cool. And you can get stuff done without being aggravated, without being sweaty, and the like. So that's what was going on. That took a couple of days for them to come here and do that, and it made a lot of noise. And so while we were here, we're just trying to take care of some business and work on some videos. And that's what we were doing. And I did actually do a review for a TV show we were watching called Little Axe that she was supposed to be part of and didn't. So that's still waiting for me to post. We saw this movie review I wanted to do, a review for a movie we saw, which was Flu. And so that's waiting to be done. So, that brings us to today. As you heard with the opening, all the sirens and the noise and everything else from around this area, and that was just a little glimpse. It just happened to be at a particular time when all you heard were just the noise and the sirens. As we're recording right now, there's some trucks backing up and making noise outside. So, when I hear someone say to me from the overland world, overland bound, that adventure is necessary, it really means a lot to me. Because that's the constant noise that we have around here. Even the stuff that I put in the description may say that's not true. Yes. Yes, it is. So, when it comes to the escape, when it comes to adventure, when it comes to outdoors, when it comes to hitting the road and traveling, you better believe it's necessary. So, this will probably be short today. Number one, have a few things we need to take care of. Two, it's hot up in here. So, where did we go this weekend?
Satchewas Point Nature Preserve, I think it's called.
Wildlife Refuge.
There we go. They have solar panels outside, by the way.
I didn't notice.
In case you haven't gone, there's like, it looks basically like a little miniature farm of solar panels. And it's by a beach. It's like, I mean, if it wasn't a hiking trail and all the wildlife was cut down, it could be a beach. But it's by a beach, and so there's like a long quarter mile stretch of road that's like along the beach. And then you can get off and you can park, and they have like parking passes and stuff like that. And they get the occasional snowy owl, because even though it doesn't like come up this way all the time, it does sometimes. So then a few times ago when we went there,
there was one,
and people were
last
taking
year.
Pictures.
I think it was, no, we didn't go anywhere last year. It was a year before, 19.
But the parking for the trail is kind of small. So if you go there, it's in Rhode Island, by the way. If you go there, I don't know, go early, go late, or just get a parking pass and then walk the rest of the way to the trail. That could also work. Yeah. Let me see. It might be in the fall, but sometimes they have like plants that bloom, like grow fruit. It didn't happen this time, so I don't think that they grow in the summertime. But yeah, they also have those, and there are like plenty of like different flowers, and then sometimes there are snails on the plants, which I don't understand, but they're there. And then they have like a thing which I call in my head is like Pebble Beach. There's like this part where instead of sand under the rocks, there's more rocks. And there are tiny little rocks that make up the beach so that you can walk on it. And then there are bigger rocks. And I collected probably a pound and a half and brought it home with me. That was this past weekend.
What are you going to do with a pound of rocks?
I could sell some. That would be an option.
Sell rocks?
Yes.
Who's going to buy a rock?
Rock collectors.
Okay.
Anyway, but
You could put it in a jar and
I
make
like
it
collecting
decorative.
things that I'm interested in. For example, the tabs of cans, but I don't just collect them. I make jewelry out of them. So I don't have like a giant box full of can tabs. That's kind of weird. But I usually get the colorful ones, and then I have a box for cool rocks that I find.
You could turn it into some decorative thing. If that's the case, then you should check out the geology. Is it geology? Look at the type of stuff that's out in the desert. So when we do get out there in the desert area, you could look for some of those particular rocks out there. Or like, what's the name, was looking for some gold. I doubt we'll find some gold out there in the desert of Arizona. But it would be nice if we found a little tiny gold nugget. But yeah, and so you can find those different type of rocks in those different areas because there is different rock formations. It's just like when we went down to Tennessee, the geography, the landscape. The landscape changed dramatically. As I said before, the greenery, when you get outside New York City, everybody's is covered in it. A great big difference between Pennsylvania trees and grass and hills as it was in Tennessee, which was lush, and I'm shocked at that. And that's the first time we've gone places. You know, we've been hiking up and down the East Coast for the past 4.5 for the past 4 years, and not really all the way up and down the East Coast, but you know, a few states. And we've seen the trees all look the same. We see the maple tree, we always see a birch, we always see all the other stuff and things like that. But and all the trees look the same. But I have been to Pennsylvania and seen some really, really nice landscape. But when we got to Tennessee, that was insanely beautiful. I'm not a beach person. What are you going to say?
Birch trees don't look like other trees. They're literally the only white tree that I've ever seen.
True. I can't recognize trees. You say you know them. And we didn't take a little class, but we took a little tour where a person was trying to teach us about trees. I need a book on trees so I can recognize them. But yeah, the only thing I know is a maple because I recognize the leaves of a maple. And the birch is that pointy, look like beech nut can thing. You don't even know what I'm talking about. I lost track. But oh yeah, I'm not a beach person. I don't like the sand so much. There's a place that we go to. We haven't been in a while. Rocky Neck? Rocky Neck State Park, which has
Which
this
was
white.
closed, by the way, when we drove past it.
Yeah, they have like this white sand, and it's pretty darn fine, so it doesn't get all up in everywhere. And yeah, so I forgot what I was going to say about that. Something about the sand.
Sand. You don't like it.
Right, I don't like the sand. You mentioned something about the beach, but I was going to say something else, which would have went right back into the beach. You know what? Let me give you the email information. It'll be right back. Maybe you'll have that. Blah, blah, blah. Wait. Now that I have your attention, I have two things for you. When we say we want to hear from you, we truly do. whether it's comments or ideas or maybe a show thing that you want to tell us about, whether it's for the Book Nook, the Road to 60 series, or our adventure stuff that we do on Tuesdays and just about life in general. And of course, we all know there's a Walking Dead on Monday. You can reach us at whitebeardandtk@gmail.com. That's whitebeardandtk@gmail.com, because we truly do want to hear from you. We want to know what you think and some ideas you might have for us. The second thing is run on over to YouTube and subscribe to our channel, The Whitebeard and TK Experience. The original name was going to be Whitebeard and TK Adventures, as you will see soon with one of the videos. But it was changed to Experience because on Tuesdays, I've been putting video clips of the podcast. So it's more than just our adventure series, which we'll be doing on Fridays, but we'll also be doing other things. So it's not just one thing like our podcast. So that's why it is called the Whitebeard and TK Experience on YouTube. Go now, subscribe, and share. And as the videos come out, you'll be the first to get them. And again, we'd love to hear from you. And that's at TK Whitebeard and TK at gmail.com. Now back to the show. So yeah, you got all that information. Jump on that, because like I said, if you subscribe to the channel now, tell other people, then you get notified when the videos are dropping or coming out. I've been slowly doing it as we had a soft launch months ago. I've been slowly putting out some things on Friday as we were working on stuff in the background from a few hikes before Tennessee as we were ending the 52 hike challenge and then the Tennessee road trip and a few things we did in between that. So we're basically going to go with the adventure channel or the adventure show on YouTube, what adventure channel, whatever, on a Friday. And I think that's kind of cool because you get to see it Friday night. And if you missed it, then you can watch it over the weekend. And it may give you some ideas of what you might like to go and do. So, and one thing I wanted to do was change not backpacks, that's coming down the line, but the first thing we need to do was the sleeping bags, which I was actually looking at before we turned on the mic. So having said all that, let's get back to it. So, the escape was needed. The long drive was long and painful on kneecaps, but once we get past, we're going 95, and you hit 95 and you come into New York City, again, talking about landscape, it's quite different. You take 95 from the Bronx, and as you start to move up, you go up through the upper part of the Bronx, then you go through Westchester, you get through New Rochelle, and that New England thruway, that 95, the ground is rocky when you start getting up to the upper part of the Bronx. You got potholes, and it's crazy. You can't even go as fast as, well, you might want to go under the speed limit. Let's just leave it at that. And as you get out of there, and as you move more towards Connecticut, the landscape changes, the ground changes, everything is bigger, you can see the sky, and then we always hit that wonderful place where there's traffic.
Yeah.
And we're stuck. So it's about a 3-hour drive. For us, it's maybe like 4 because I'll stop when I can, and there are a few full service rest areas around there, and a few overlooks and rest stops along the route. But it was much needed. And once we got out there, again, like she said, the parking lot is very small at this reserve. And we went on a Sunday. We usually go on a Saturday. So I was not aware that the office building closed at 2, and we needed to use the bathroom. Luckily, I spotted some people sliding through a side door where there was a bathroom open. So I don't know if that's something they do when the office is closed, is leave that other door, that bathroom open, because we never knew this. And so we've always had to hold our water until we left.
Yep.
And found the gas station. And it's about a 2.5 mile trail. And it was one of the first ones that we saw when we first started hiking, and we went to, and we were shocked. And I love the rocky coast because it is more of a coastline than it is a beach. The other inn, as you're coming up, as she was mentioning, that's the beach area. I believe it's a public beach. And that's the beach area where it's always lined up with cars, like on a Hollywood strip. Right. And then you're going in there on the beach, which is really, really, really nice. And I didn't even know it was a campground over there where RVs were as we were coming through, getting up to this this wildlife refuge. So once you're there, it's pretty small. And what they do is extra parking. They let you park in this little grassy pot spot. But we circled for about three circles around.
Yeah.
Before we found the spot. And then I found a spot where I wasn't expecting one to be, which was inside the parking lot itself. And then after that, you head behind the building, begin the trail, and then you just go along the coastline. And there are benches where you could sit down on, and you could just watch the sunset. And or just watch the sun over your head, and there's lots of vegetation. And for us, we've never really gone out there in the summer, have we?
No,
I think this is our first time. You know, since hiking, we've been going out there once, sometimes twice a year. And we've been out there, our first time was in the early spring. It was in April. I remember because I wanted to go out there this year for our anniversary. It was April 21st. And it was kind of cold. It was kind of cold coming off that coast. And then the next time we went during the fall. And so for me, I might skip the summer because it was a little crowded. And yeah, I think the berries that you talked about.
Because even though it was like hot, it was less hot. Over there.
Yeah, it was 92 here.
Something like that.
I think it was like 92 here. And as we got out there, it did get less humid. And when we were out there, it was 70 something degrees. So, yeah. And by the time we left, the sun was going down. So it was a lot cooler. If you can believe this, we had the heater on in the car up to 77. Because it got that cool. It was less humid. The air was much lighter and breathable. But I highly recommend going out there. And I highly, highly recommend you go very early if you want to find a spot to park. Else you'll be circling for a bit and waiting to get in there. Now you might say, why would we do that to ourselves? The plants and vegetation she's talking about, I think we did see in the fall, because I think those things start coming in late summer and then they'll be blooming, and you'll see some plants and flowers. During the summer, we haven't seen that many animals running around, but we've come.
We saw a deer.
Yeah, we saw a deer. We've seen chipmunks, rabbits, snakes, other deer. We've seen a couple of blackbirds this week. Seagulls, obviously, and some hawks, but not this week. Again, why? Because when you walk that coastline and you hear the water crashing and you get to sit on that rock and just relax. I don't think over the last year we've hiked that thing like we're supposed to. We've just gone out there to relax. I don't know about you, but how did you feel?
It looks good until I touched this squishy thing. Thought it was a rock. It was orange
thing?
And it was kind of like translucent. I was like, that's pretty cool that I touched it. It was squishy.
Why did you touch the squishy?
Because I thought it was a rock.
We also saw some shells of a sea life.
A horseshoe crab.
A horseshoe crab. They're huge. Horseshoe crabs are kind of big. That shell was about, if it was all together, about
9 inches.
It was about 8 or 9 inches. So I can't imagine what the legs would have been like. So that was a big, huge thing. But yeah, just to sit and relax. And when you go in the fall or early spring, especially in the fall, it gets dark really quick. And since it takes us a while to get out there, we try to get out there around 10 o'clock, but it never happens. We've always gotten out there about 11, 12. And by the time you take that walk in the winter time, the sun goes down. So we can be about 3 or 4 o'clock and you'll start to see the sun just go down over you. And it's really cool. I think one time we went, we just waited and just watched the sun go down, looking out at the ocean. And I sit and like to wonder when I see boats, like, where are you going? Where are they heading? So it was quite relaxing for me. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it was.
The fact that you didn't want to get off the bench and walk, yeah, I guess so. Sitting there with your eyes closed.
Yep.
Friendly people walking around saying hi, and you saying hello. It's really cool. I like to escape there. What else? What else did we do? We came back.
That's it.
No, that's not it. I had to listen to you snoring while I had to stay awake. Why I had to stay awake? What time did we get home?
1 a.m.
We got home at 1 a.m. That makes absolutely no sense. I think we left out of there around 4 or 5. Thankfully, I took my medicine with me and we had food, because when you're taking these long drives, as usual, we'll pack up the cooler and have food with us. Something we used to do when we traveled with the kids when we were younger, because when you have 6 kids and you're traveling, you can't afford to be stopping at all the restaurants and eating. But it's now taking to the other extreme, since it's like the two of us traveling and taking food. Now we got a cooler so we can take cold stuff. We've got a stove so we can pull over and cook over and have hot food. So, yeah. But it was cold. It was hot. So we had cold food. And my eyes were tired and I was falling asleep. So I stopped and rested. And someone stopped and slept and was snoring.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And like all of our great adventures, it ends with us coming back home to the Bronx. And since we got home very late, there was no real place to park. And I'm not even gonna go there. So we had to park a different spot. But I'm glad for the escape, and I'm always glad for it. I can't wait to go camping. Last year, we only did it once. I can't wait to go this year and just go camping. We discovered this place called KOA, which for some of you who don't like camping, like Daisy, if you're listening, all those other people, it's called Campgrounds of America, and it's spelled K-O-A. So if you look that up, it's pretty much a camping resort. Would you say that?
Yeah.
It's like you're going to a hotel, except for you're bringing your entire room and your clothes with you.
You can order pizza. We have it delivered to the camp office.
That's ridiculous. That is utterly ridiculous. That's not camping at all. It's really good for families. We've seen they have parks there and people are out walking and talking and doing a lot of other stuff. So there is one upstate New York that I want to try. It's very close to Canada. I'm figuring I want to do that for our first time camping this year. We miss Memorial Day weekend, which is usually when we go, because that's typically for normal people, that's typically the beginning of camp season. And I know up there is going to be cold. So I want to go up there and do that. And I'm hoping at some point to pull out a cast iron fire and cook on the fire itself. So, yeah, I'm waiting to try out some new stuff when we go camping. If you're done, you got nothing else?
Nope.
Well, that is it for this week. I told you it was short and it is hot up in here. So that is it. I might do a road to 60 tomorrow. I'm not really sure because of other things that's happening. But hey, check out the YouTube channel on Friday, as we are now going to begin another part of this series as we're moving on our first season, which is, if I'm correct, the ending of the 52 hike, because I believe that came after the other stuff. So the 52 hike challenge, the ending of it. So check that out. Somebody did this edit our first time. So, enjoy that. And we will see you here next week, God willing. So, get out there, remember, love one another, and enjoy your life. Take the time to take some breaks and enjoy where you are. That is it. Say goodbye.
Bye.
No. Say goodbye, kid.
Bye.
Say goodbye.